Changes on the way for medicinal cannabis medicines. The Ministry of Health looking to ease the standards. The idea is to quell the black market, make them more affordable. Executive Director of the New Zealand Medicinal Cannabis Council, Sally King, is with us. Sally, morning to you. Not working? Can you turn the phone? Oh, you are there. Is it going to work, Sally?
I'm so sorry. I didn't catch that. Start again for me, mate.
My apologies. No worries at all. Is it going to work?
The medicinal cannabis scheme? Yes, it is.
Okay, so you're confident this is the right thing to be doing?
Yes, we do. We are confident. There are challenges, and there have been some. It's certainly been a slow process, but the industry is backing the scheme and supporting what the council, you know, what the Medicinal Cannabis Agency is putting together.
By way of a bit of background, the transitional schemes expired, new companies to get the product to market, none emerged. Was that in and of itself a problem?
It's certainly a challenge.
So what changes that?
Well, we're working pretty hard. Everyone is working very, very hard to get their products across the line. It's been a challenge because the regulations are pretty tough, but they're no less than we expect for any other pharmaceutical product. And it'd be fair to say that it's been a lot slower than we had expected with the ministry. It's been a real challenge because we're in the middle of COVID.
So it's the COVID, not the desire or disorganisation or anything like that?
Well, we have to hope that it's the COVID.
13 products will become illegal. Does that make access to products harder?
Absolutely does, yes. And it is a real concern for patients and a concern for prescribers.
And so if 13 products are getting made illegal, no new products came to the market, access is increasingly difficult, how then will price come down?
Well, it won't in the short term, Mike.
Right. So is this actually solving anything at all?
Well, it's not solving it fast enough, and it's not solving the type of access everyone hoped for inside the scheme. It's a real challenge. It's new regulation, and you'd have to say that to get, you know, pharmaceutical products to market inside of a couple of years was always going to be a huge ask.
Yeah. Well, magic wand it for me. What could they, should they be doing that would make all of this easier for people like you?
There's a lot of things they could be doing. We think that there is some interpretation in the legislation and the regulation that could be looked at. We think there's some workability issues. There are some parts of the regs that don't work very well at all. But the critical thing is that to bring down the prices of medicinal cannabis products, we've got to be able to export them as well as get them to New Zealand patients. And there are some challenges in the way the regulation is set up that make that very difficult at the moment.
All right, Sally, appreciate your insight very much. Sally King, Executive Director of the New Zealand Medicinal Cannabis Council.